The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello again. Welcome. Good moment. Good morning. Good day. It's our fifth day on the topic of compassion. And I'd like to talk a little bit about compassion and awakening. Gosh, my curiosity is so strong. I wonder how it's been for you to see and practice bringing compassion into your worlds, each of our worlds. How has that been? I wonder if there have been any moments in your week that stand out to you when you're bringing this attitude of kindness into your words and your thoughts and your deeds. Anyway, my curiosity is strong as we get started. We've talked a lot about how the practical scope of compassion is this metta, loving kindness, that can be expressed in all of our actions. And this is inspiring in part because it means that our compassion can be expressed through our conduct. And that we can bring our wisdom to recognize what we need, to recognize what others need, and to, in one way of speaking, live beautifully. So to say something about compassion and awakening, we'll move the scope just a little bit from the expression in daily life to meditation. So one of the things that makes compassion and the other Brahmaviharas, loving kindness, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, such powerful meditation practices, is they have this natural way that they can undermine some of the challenges that come with some other focuses of meditation practice. I know for some people it's possible when, say, we're focusing on the breath, or there can be a way that we grab after the focus of meditation, the object of meditation, and the mind can sort of get contracted and tight and maybe get a headache. But there's something folded right in with the gentleness of compassion, and the focus that is the whole body and then actually all space, all beings. It takes a very, very wide hug to hold all beings. So this, you can see right there in the posture, the difference between sort of crunching or pushing, contracting head that's trying to follow after the breath, for example, versus the natural posture of this broad hug. Of course, breath meditation does not have to be contracted. It's just one of the things that can happen. There's also a way that the taking compassion as a meditation subject, it perfumes the mind, the object itself. We're focusing on compassion, and it creates an atmosphere almost in our body and in our mind that's conditioned by compassion. This is pretty powerful because it undermines directly those roots of what we call unwholesome conduct, those roots of greed, grasping, the roots of ill will and aversion and hatred and cruelty, and the roots of delusion, ignorance. And all of these, with this gentle mist of compassion, They're all undermined. They're all undermined so that instead of our thoughts, words, and deeds feeding these roots, instead we feed the roots of metta. And we bring real care and love into the world. And then a third feature of all of the Brahmaviharas, but speaking specifically about compassion, is they have the power to bring both calm and insight right together. And this is a powerful combination in the early tradition. Of course, we've seen over the week the way that compassion can bring soothing, settling, calming, just here, just here. And of course, as Gil says many, many times, the meditation brings calm not just to be calm, but we bring calm in order to see. And that's where the insight comes in. It's like calming in order to see is a bit like setting up our telescope on a tripod, nice and steady, nice and still, so that we can see the stars. Or another metaphor is like letting the water, say a deep pool, become very, very still and very, very clear, so that we can see all the way to the bottom. There's a beautiful image in a Zen poem of seeing all the way to the bottom of the bottom of the water, the large silent fish that are swimming there. These things we wouldn't be able to see without tranquility. But these both coming together, tranquility and insight. So something we did this morning in the meditation, and one of the ways that we can invite the insight aspect into compassion practice is by opening this investigation, a little bit of curiosity, posing the question, just how is this compassionate mind? And with that question, we lean in the direction of insight, bringing insight together with tranquility. And especially powerful in terms of the movement toward awakening. With a practice like compassion, we take a few steps in the direction of awakening by looking after the seven awakening factors. So, is there mindfulness in a compassionate mind, compassionate heart? Is there the second factor, which is investigation? This is the quality that asks, oh, what exactly is here? If mindfulness is the quality that knows what's here, investigation is the one that says, oh, what exactly is here? This investigation builds on with the next awakening factor. It takes some energy to look into the mind and the heart and do the meditation practice. So energy can be aroused, and then these first three together, mindfulness, investigation, and energy, they seed the arising of joy. Like a bright, full-bodied, beautiful joy it can be, or it can be quite subtle. But is there joy in a compassionate mind? And then the fifth of the seven awakening factors, is there tranquility? Is there tranquility? Then is there concentration, collectedness, settledness here? Is the mind settling? And then the seventh, is there mental balance, equanimity? I can look upon all things, all beings, all phenomena with a measure of balance. So are these here? What exactly is here in this compassionate mind? In doing this sort of investigation, as we're saying, it brings together tranquility and insight, which can set the stage for a very deep letting go, or another deep letting go. just as I quoted Gill as saying, we don't practice calm just for calm. And actually, we don't even practice insight just for insight. But we condition a sort of letting go that allows us to be free, allows us to be free in some way in all circumstances. So I wanted to take a moment to say a couple of things about why compassion and awakening, why this is so inspiring. There's something to me. I wonder how it is for you. There's something for me that is quite inspiring about the power of compassion as a meditation practice to bring about these degrees of freedom just very, very quickly. It's not only about the speed, but it's that we can taste the flavor of freedom. It with compassion, it's right there, it's right nearby, and that this can be such a powerful touchstone for us, or a guide or a guideline. We taste the flavor of freedom, and we know to move in this direction. It's something that's inspiring about compassion practice. And that also on the let's say the path of compassion is onward leading, and it goes so far in the direction of freedom. And then the third reason is that the freedom that we taste and the inspiration that we take from the possibility of freedom, it's evident, the influence of compassion is evident throughout the path, and it's evident in every action when we practice it. There's this one teaching that says a mind well cultivated and loving kindness is supreme in beauty. A mind well cultivated and loving kindness is supreme in beauty. So over the last several days, we've covered a bit of territory from compassion as it relates to deep rest and how to love sustainably, how to release the hindrances and practice seclusion, the importance of metta as a root for compassion, and then discuss the not self, and then how this path can lead onward in the direction of awakening. I'd like to close the series with an image. And I mentioned before about the circle of compassion, the circle of compassion. And the notion here is that self-cultivation, the work that we do with ourselves, it benefits others. And then benefiting others enhances our self-cultivation. We enact and develop, cultivate compassion right here with this one. And that benefits beings. Real, concrete, actual beings. And then the benefits to those other beings that circles back and nourishes a practice. The circle of compassion. Thank you very much for your kind attention and your practice this week. May our time together be of great benefit to us and to all beings. May all beings be happy. May they be safe. And may they be free. Take good care.